I'm Doug Tribou. Coming up on Only a Game, a paraplegic outdoorsman returns to the places he loves. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Doug.
I'm not sure if you heard the news, but this week the NFL upheld Tom Brady's four-game suspension. Brady and the NFLPA have filed a suit, so has the NFL. In your role as Chief Justice of the Only a Game Kangaroo Court, how is all of this going to play out?
First of all, Tom Brady's been suspended? Did I miss the memo? I am at this point planning on holding a Labor Day telethon to beg the nation to make this story go away. I think that there's probably a 60-40 chance that Brady loses his appeal or loses before the court. At this point, I so don't care about this story. This thing should have been settled in January with a $25,000 fine.
In your Grantland article earlier this week, you suggest that the Deflategate story has distracted from other league issues, which is exactly as the NFL wants it. How so?
Well, I just think the whole concussion protocol and the inexcusable silencing of Junior Seau's family at his Hall of Fame induction, and the fact that Kenny Stabler, who passed away, donated his brain and his spinal column to the Cognitive Study Center here at Boston University, that issue has sort of faded. So maybe it's not Deflategate as much as it is Deflectgate.
Charlie, are you ready to play a little Final Jeopardy?
Sure, why not?
Okay, the category is Major League Baseball trades. Answer: his trade on Monday night ruined an answer on Wednesday's broadcast of Jeopardy.
Who is or what is a Tulowitzki?
That's right. The answer was, in 2015, shortstop Troy Tulowitzki hopes to help this team fulfill its mile-high hopes that had been the Rockies. Tulowitzki was traded to Toronto Monday night, and the Blue Jays also traded for Detroit starting pitcher David Price. The Blue Jays are going all in a crowded playoff hunt. Good move.
Well, I mean, we've all been sitting here waiting for the Blue Jays to make the playoffs again for about 5 years now, and they've always cratered after the All-Star break. This indicates that they think they have a real shot. I think the Blue Jays and the Astros, as far as the trading deadline goes, are the two teams that are most obviously trying to win it this year.
This week, retired slugger Jose Canseco said he plans to take a week to show his support for Caitlyn Jenner. But is Caitlyn Jenner or anyone asking for the kind of support he's offering?
Jose Canseco is going to support Caitlyn Jenner by living as a woman for a week. Far be it from me to claim that this is perhaps a publicity stunt, but when he was asked what that means, he said, full everything.
On Monday, the USOC and Boston 2024 parted ways, so we will not see rhythmic gymnastics, synchronized swimming, or any other Olympic competition here in Boston in 2024. IOC President Thomas Bach said that Boston failed to deliver on promises. Which promises was he talking about?
To stick the taxpayers of the Commonwealth with whatever inevitable cost overruns occur by hosting the Olympics. This is the smartest thing Boston has done since we broke away from Great Britain.
Basketball Hall of Famer Nancy Lieberman will join the Sacramento Kings this season as an assistant coach. This is a trend in the NBA. Last season, San Antonio hired Becky Hammon. But now another sports league's following suit. Which one, and were you surprised?
Well, I like the fact that Nancy Lieberman is in the NBA because Nancy Lieberman is a thoroughgoing hoot. She's just a great person to be around. It's going to be a lot of fun following the Kings this year. Jen Welter, who played arena ball, which made her the first woman to play a fairly serious, which is to say televised, level of football. She's going to be an assistant coach with the Arizona Cardinals. And good for her, and good for Bruce Arians for hiring her.
Leland's will be auctioning off goalie Jim Craig's collection of Miracle on Ice hockey memorabilia. Craig hopes to net almost $6 million. Anything on the list catch your eye?
He's auctioning off the flag, which I'm not entirely sure is legal. I have a problem with unless you're in desperate financial straits, with auctioning off your gold medal. I just think that's something you would hang on to. He wants $5.7 million. Oddly enough, the most expensive hockey memorabilia to go at auction so far was Paul Henderson, who won the 1972 Summit Series against the Soviet Union for Canada. His jersey sold for almost $1.3 million. That was in 2010. I'm not entirely sure that Craig will get quite that much money, but boy, he's auctioning an awful lot.
And finally, Charlie, presidential hopeful.
I'm sorry. When you say that, I crack up. I'm sorry.
Presidential hopeful Donald Trump has been stumping all over the place lately, including at Scotland's Turnberry, where the Women's British Open is underway. Trump owns the course, but apparently he still received an invitation to be there.
Yeah, first of all, he's campaigning for votes in the vital Turnberry primary, which takes place after the Iowa caucuses. But no, he was, of course, because he is Donald Trump, of course, he was there because, quote, the world has asked me to be here. Well, you know what? I'll bet I can find a native tribe on a tiny island in Malaysia that didn't ask Donald Trump to go to the Women's British Open. I'll bet I can do that.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, and he joins Bill Littlefield each week on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you.